Well, welcome to episode 100 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. I'm Nathan Johnson. Thank you so much for joining me on this epic adventure to know Jesus. It is hard for me to believe that I've been doing 100 podcasts. That's almost 2 years of releasing a podcast every single Wednesday. Now, honestly, sometimes it's been Wednesday night, though I've tried to get them out Wednesday morning, but it's just been such a blessing for me to have you join me these last couple of years on this Deeper Christian Podcast. Now, I say this every episode, but truly my heart and my passion from the very beginning of the Deeper Christian Podcast is that this podcast would literally just help you and encourage you and press you toward knowing God's Word, how to study His Word and falling in love with Scripture. Not only that, but to know Jesus intimately, for that really is the ultimate gain and purpose of our life. It is to know Jesus Christ, to make Him known, and that everything in our life may glorify Him, that His name might be glorified and made known. And then this podcast is to help you discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. And I've said this so many times on this podcast, but truly, Jesus Christ is to be the cornerstone of our life, that our entire life is to be built upon Him and around Him, that everything in our life is to center upon Jesus Christ. In fact, Paul said it quite well in the book of Colossians when he's talking about this idea of the preeminence of Jesus Christ or the centrality of Jesus Christ. In other words, your whole life as a Christian is to be marked and defined by one single thing, Jesus Christ. Well, it just amazes me as I look back at these last 100 episodes. I was looking it up today. It looks like we've had well over 200,000 downloads. So thank you for participating with me in this. That's so amazing to me that you are just linking arms with me as we go after Jesus Christ together. And in these last 100 episodes, we've had everything from studies and classic sermons to exhortations to talks about Israel. In other words, it has been so fun just to dive into God's Word and to just see Jesus Christ afresh and to really exhort each other unto Jesus Christ, that He might be all in our lives. So again, I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for helping me reach 100 episodes. And I truly could not have done it unless you were there listening. So thank you for just allowing me to be a part of your life and your day. I just deeply hope and pray that this podcast has been an encouragement, an exhortation, and a joy to your spiritual life. Well, with that being said, I just want to give you a short meditation that's been on my mind the last day or so. And it comes from Psalm 34. David writes this, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth." Is that true in your life? I love this idea, and oh, it is the craving of my soul that my life would just at all times continually bless and praise the Lord. David goes on in verse 2 and says, "My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." Verse 4 says, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and deliver me from all my fears." And I just love this idea that God is responding to those who seek Him. Again, David says, "I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears." Isn't that an amazing thought? That as I seek and as I go after the Lord responds and He satisfies and He helps those who seek Him. As Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Oh, I just love that. David goes on in verse 5 of Psalm 34 and says, "They looked to Him and became radiant, and their faces are not ashamed." Just a phenomenal picture. Even I don't know whether he's talking about Moses or not, but if you remember that idea that Moses goes up on the mountain, and he spends time with God, and as he came down, his face was radiant with the glory of God. And I love this, what David is saying here in verse 5, that they looked to God and they became radiant. They were literally shining forth. They were, their little countenance was declaring forth God, even in their expression, and their faces were not ashamed. But listen to verse 8. David says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man who takes refuge in him." Isn't that a phenomenal passage? And that's what I've been dwelling on the last day or two. It's just this idea of, oh, Nathan, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, experience God, for he is good. He is faithful. He is all that I need. Or as 2 Peter 1:3 declares, all that I need for life and godliness is one thing, Jesus Christ. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Have you tasted and seen that the Lord is good? And you realize that is present tense. It's not that he was good or, well, I hope sometime in the future he will be good. Yeah, those are true too. But the reality is that this moment in your life, he is good. And have you tasted? Have you seen? Have you experienced the reality that Jesus Christ is good? He is sufficient. He is faithful. He is enough. Jesus is absolutely incredible. And that is my heart and my prayer for you, as not only as we enter into this new year, but also as we enter into this new season of podcasts, starting with episode 101 next week. Oh, that we may taste and see that the Lord, he is good. May that be your prayer today. Would you grab a hold of Jesus and say, Jesus, I want to taste and see that you are good. Would you show forth your faithfulness, your goodness, your kindness, your love, and your mercy in my life? Oh, that as I look upon you, would you make me radiant? Oh, I want to bless you at all times. Oh, may your praise be continually within my mouth. You are going to be my boast. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Well, again, thank you for joining me on these last 100 episodes. And more than that, I am looking forward to these next 100. And I am so excited and expectant for all that the Lord is going to be doing as we journey together into knowing Jesus Christ. Or as I've often said, as we study God's word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how we can build our life completely around Jesus Christ. So thanks for joining me on this episode. If you want to see the show notes for this episode, you can do so by going to deeperchristian.com/100. And by the way, if you've enjoyed the podcast this far, would you do me a huge favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, formerly known as iTunes? See, Apple will use these star ratings and reviews as a way to put the podcast in front of other people. So if you think other people need to listen to this podcast, well, it would be a huge blessing to me and others if you would just take a couple of moments and go to deeperchristian.com/iTunes, and that should take you to the rating and review section of this podcast. Well, until next time, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.